We have to remember that the plight of the children of Nigeria started before this. What happened to the girls of Chibok was maybe the landmark that allowed the world to know what is happening in Nigeria. Since then, as you said, some make their way out. They fled. The majority are still held in the hands of their capture. For me, we have this video, the recent video that came, at least that they are still alive. That's something for the parent, I am sure, mixed relief. They are still alive, but still in the hands of those who abducted them. And we know what happened to the girls in the hand of Boko Haram. So that's what we know. The Vice President of Nigeria spoke about this issue, and he make it clear that the difficulties for them is also, if even they know where they are, how you can go to release them without putting their life in danger. So that's the big challenge that we are facing.
What are the efforts that are being led on the ground and that your offices might be involved in?
There is a lot of engagement from member states, from the government itself after the new government was set in Nigeria, ourselves on the ground. Remember that this allowed my office to bring this issue to the Security Council. That was the year that we prepared to bring Boko Haram as a party to conflict, killing and maiming and attacking schools and hospitals. We added also the recruitment and news last year. So we are doing our best, first of all, to gather the information, to highlight the plight of children, to ensure that even in the military response to fight Boko Haram, we don't forget that these groups that are using children as suicide bombers, they are suicide, they're using children as a human shield, they are capturing children. So we try to push member state, while we understand the fight of Boko Haram is a priority, is a legitimate response by the government, but it must be within the respect of international law, human rights, humanitarian law, refugee laws, but also specific measure, mitigating measures to ensure that children that are within this group will be protected. And if captured, to ensure they are very quickly handed over to civilian authority. That's what we are doing, raising the concern, pushing member state to support, opening doors for reintegration. We also speak to the Nigerian to say, don't talk about de-radicalization of children. Children just need to be reintegrated, reinserted, and returned to their family.
Do we think, based on the statement by the Vice President, that even if we do know where they are, it's a question of how we might get to them, that in fact we do know where they are?
He did not say, even though when you and I am saying that. He said just that don't forget that it's complicated and challenging, because if you have to operate, you have to make sure that you will not go and kill them. That would be a disaster. And I think that was the issue that prevent operation to take place because of this risk. Second, I think the Boko Haram are not as they were in the past, occupying area. They are hit and run. The forest is very, very thick forest. We know that. If you have 200 girls that are there, plus all those who were abducted after this one, then it's very difficult. And I am sure that the group is also making it as a priority to ensure they will never found and recaptured. So we don't know where they are. Maybe they are underground. Maybe they are in the heart of the bush. Maybe they are outside of Nigeria. We don't know. You know that this group operate in Nigeria and in neighboring countries.
You mentioned the importance of not talking about de-radicalization. Mm-hmm. What happens to girls who escape or return? Are they still stigmatized today?
I think that when you go through these terrible things, you are stigmatized. You are stigmatized because you need, in the community, people that understand, people that treat you as victim. As they return after being wives of the Boko Haram, sometimes they returned with children, because in captivity there are many return pregnant. Very hard in very conservative society to get these children, these girls, received and not stigmatized.